All right, so we talked about Alex and his situation, and then Philip Gaines will also list as out. He's got something going on with his inner ear there and equilibrium and so on from a previous illness or whatever. So they're working with that, but right now he practiced, did the scout team. He's just not quite ready. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Chargers. The guys had a good week of practice. Good to get them back in here today. They had yesterday off, so they worked well and got after it. So time's yours.
Can you talk about the process of having to change quarterbacks kind of late in the practice week?
Yeah, well, that's where you're fortunate you have Chase here. And the guys have a lot of trust in Chase, so he'll have an opportunity to get out there and play. Our heart goes out to Alex. I mean, this isn't something that he wanted to happen for sure and wanted to be there. But, again, Chase, the guys know Chase, and they're confident in him.
The fact you went through this last year under different circumstances in the last game of the year, does that make this?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But, I mean, that's weird. This is the same team. I mean, it's crazy. But, I mean, it's it can't hurt, right? So that's a good thing.
When did you first get the inkling that something was major with Alex? I know he was hurt during the game. During the week, did he have any symptoms?
Yeah, were you here for Rick's?
No, I wasn't here.
No, okay. So they'll get you that. They found out yesterday, so that was kind of the thing. But they've got a whole statement for you there. But save me all those words. But.
Andy, you talked about Alex, obviously, and like Phil Gaines. You expecting everybody else to be available?
Yeah, everybody else should be ready to roll, yeah.
Attitude wise, you know, the team, obviously you want to rally around backup quarterback and all this stuff. Did you get a sense, any difference for the team today, kind of with that rallying tactic point?
No, I mean, they went about their business. That's what they did. Like I said, they all have confidence in Chase. So there wasn't any letdown in practice or anything. They just kind of went and did their thing, and they always practice fast and with good energy, and that's how they did it today.
Adam, Todd, and BJ.
How did Dwayne Bowe do today?
Dwayne did good, yeah.
Did
yeah.
He do everything?
I mean, he did everything, yeah. Yeah, he did the practice today, so yeah.
Do you have to adjust the game plan at all for Chase as opposed to Alex?
No. We'll just keep it the same. Yeah, there's nothing that that you have to do any different. Yeah, he's got a good grasp on everything, very smart guy, studies like crazy in case something like this happens. That's where he's at.
BJ,
how important is Chase and Alex's relationship?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. They've got a great relationship. They're always challenging each other in a positive way. They have a lot of trust in each other, so they talk continuously throughout games and in meetings and practice. So they always check their ego and they feed off of each other, which is always that's a very positive thing in their relationship and in that room. Yeah.
Andy, this is the second big blow you guys have lost, suffered to a key member of this team.
Fortunately the guys don't approach it that way. They feel bad for Alex, but at the same time they go, hey, next man up and let's go. And they don't really flinch with that kind of stuff. It's a unique group that way. They're mentally tough that way.